Griff Jenkins, that bone near the Adam's apple can break during a suicide by hanging, especially in older people, but it's more commonly broken during strangulations. Epstein's cause of death has not yet been announced. This is Fox News.
Yeah, during strangulations.
Stop right there. You found a morning radio program just for those with a sweet tooth. Starring Greg Budell.
Candy is dandy, but liquor is quicker.
Jay Scott.
You're a cheat and a swindler. That's what you are. How can you do a thing like this?
Emily Hayes.
Hey, Daddy, I want a golden goose.
Here we go again.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
I got a blueberry for a dog.
So polish up your golden ticket. It's time for Three Men and a Lady.
You will live in happiness too, like the Oompa, Oompa, Loompa, Oompa-dee-doo.
It is 2 minutes after 7 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM WACB. We are actually operating on time today. Greg Goodell, Jay Scott with Random Facts coming up, followed by the inevitable pop quiz. Emily Hayes. Start with the forecast from Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
We're going to ease into somewhat better territory on the air mass over the next couple of days, but I want to be very clear that it's going to be hot. I mean, we're looking for 97 today, 99 tomorrow, 99 on Saturday. So still very hot, and the humidity any American would consider ridiculous even the next few days. But for us, it's going to be a little better than it was. We're not going to see triple-digit heat indices, up to 114, that kind of thing. So mostly sunny today with 97 the high, tonight's low 72, and continued hot tomorrow and Saturday, but just a notch lower on the humidity. Then on Sunday, we're back to all the humidity you love, with scattered storms random across the area and rain chances getting better on Monday. Right now this morning, 78 degrees, calm winds, but 89% humidity at 7:04.
With ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
MPB, Montgomery Paint and Body. They're ready to serve you now. I sound like I'm about to rap and say something. I wish I could.
Somebody drop a beat behind that.
You know, Donnie Bader and Brandon and, Donnie Bader.
I had the page sitting up on the screen. I'm sorry.
Donnie just changed his name, but he used to be Donnie Turner. And his son, Brandon Bader. At Montgomery Paint and Body. I'm sorry, guys. I'm making jokes, but there's no joke.
They do have a sense of humor there.
There's no joking that they're meticulous, and they're very serious about being thorough. And I think that's the word, thorough. Mm-hmm. They don't take any shortcuts. They're going to fix stuff behind that bumper and under the chassis, stuff you don't see. They could easily take some shortcuts, but they don't do it. And that's why the insurance companies work well with Montgomery Paint and Body, because they're straight shooters, and they already have been. Always have been. Have they been in business more than 10 years? How about more than 30 years? I know that because I've been taking my cars there for that amount of time. Give them a call, 27-WRECK with a W, or you can visit them in person. You can go by just off the Eastern Bypass on East Shirley Lane and check them out. And by the way, when you get your phone call, that car is ready. Not only is it fixed right, it's also going to be detailed just like it came off the showroom floor. Give them a call, 27-WRECK with a W. Montgomery Paint and Body will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
Maybe Bader.
Goodness gracious.
James, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Actually, this calls for Rich.
Hey,
Rich.
Hi.
Earlier this week, they were talking about Wednesday and this front coming through and mm-hmm. getting much cooler or cooler.
No,
and
I don't know if anyone said cooler.
Well, but anyway, it was going to be in the lower 90s. And you're anticipating something more comfortable till Saturday. I'm not saying, blaming you or anything like that. Right. I was just saying, And even on the Weather Channel, it had, you know, it was going to be 91, 92 up till Sunday. And now it's 99. I was just wondering, did that front come all the way through, or what happened?
Well, exactly? The front is now, you know, past Troy. So the front is actually, don't think of it as a cool front as far as temperatures. Think of it as a humidity front. The humidity will be lower by later on this afternoon. And if you watch my morning video this morning, you'll see the dew points coming down a little bit more tomorrow and a little bit more on Saturday. So I'm being very careful when I've been, well, you've heard me the last few days.
Yeah.
I'm not saying this is good air or even better air. It's not as awful air. That's all I've ever said.
I'm here to testify, yes. It would get more comfortable, but not
as
cool.
Not as awful.
Is that like how they talk about how out west and stuff, it's a, when they say it's a dry heat or something like that, less humidity.
Less humidity, but our humidity would be considered ridiculous even behind this front by Western standards.
Gotcha.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. In my job as Digital Rain Gauge Boy First Class, and I haven't had a promotion in almost 2 years.
No, wait. You got a... What?
Well, I mean, where do you go from first class?
I want to boss somebody around. How about corporal or something?
Why don't you boss this guy over here to put up
in the Digital Rain Boy world, he's no class.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm no class.
Shouldn't that be your job as Digital Rain Gauge?
To encourage?
Whatever is to go to Prattville and help Jay set up his weather station.
So if I do that, do I get a promotion?
I mean, that's up to Rich.
I'm just going
to
ask
your job be to shut up?
Oh, really?
I'm shocked.
I'm just going to ask this rhetorical question. If we give a gift on someone's birthday that they asked for, I'll stop there.
Right? Yeah, I know.
There should be. It's like if you can't swim for a half hour after you eat baked beans, then what's the rule on how long you should get to keep a gift before you assemble it after your birthday?
Can't swim for a half hour after eating baked beans.
You don't know these rules?
That's really
Rich
specific.
Rich and I grew up on these rules, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. You did not get in the pool. It had nothing to do with baked beans. You just if you ate, you cannot get in the pool.
You'd get a cramp.
That was the story, yes.
I mean, that's what I heard. But I just never heard the whole baked beans.
Old wives tell, though, right?
It's they say it's there's nothing much to it.
I remember Robert Klein, who I used to love as a comedian, did a very funny skit on the food you could eat and how much time you had to wait before you could get in the pool. And baked beans was like, you can't swim. You stay out. Burgers and hot dogs were about 30 minutes. But it's funny how our parents automatically had this information close at hand. You know, they just knew.
All right.
Comes with being a parent, I guess.
And
you know.
Back in my day, it was an hour.
It was like 45 minutes for me, and it was just that felt like the longest 45 minutes.
I always heard it was half an hour, but if you think about it, what if you down a hamburger real quick and then go do a cannonball at the end of the pool, like almost immediately? You're gonna up, Chuck.
Not really.
If you just eat in your mouth, eat the hamburger, run to the pool, jump in. You cannonball in.
Are we still chewing the hamburger when we jump?
Yeah, like, I mean, your body is still, like, you're maybe, like, halfway here in the digestion process.
I don't think it's going to have an effect.
You know what? I'm just going to sit here and look.
Did you ever dare on those rules and go in 25 minutes instead of 30?
Oh, yeah, you know.
Rebels.
You know, and then
that's us.
Of course, you're confident, but you're questioning yourself. How do I feel?
Yeah, right? Wow, feels a lot. Our friend that just called us is the latest qualifier for our end-of-the-week grand prize drawing, which now includes a Baumhauer's Victory Grill tailgate to go package, which includes a party-sized tray of wings, gooey fries, chips, salsa, and queso dip, and a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea. So, hopefully, sometime between now and tomorrow, you'll find a reason to give us a buzz at 272-9228. And partake, so you're eligible for that and other great prizes at the convenient time of 7-Eleven traffic. And then Emily will have our good news story today.
My Montgomery Skywatch, rolling right on into the 7 o'clock hour, and things look great out on the roadways. We don't see a lot of delays for you. If you're using the interstates, it looks like all the traffic is up at a speed limit ride. Be careful. If you're on the boulevard, it is busy already. Watch yourself around the intersections. The 31s are all running along just fine. We're starting to see some traffic headed into the downtown area, so be careful if you're on Madison Avenue. And the school buses are out picking up kids. School zones are about to kick in. Be careful and watch out for the kids in the buses. Reinhardt Toyota Service Center is looking for technicians that have ASE certification and at least 3 years experience. Please call Robert Jones at Reinhardt to apply. 676-3862. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. Thank you, Central Alabama, for voting us best of the best 6 years in a row. Dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone!
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 The good news is
that an older guy named Sam Pratt recently found out after a year-long battle with cancer that he was in remission. And he's got a lot of life left to live. So he decided to celebrate by taking his extended family on a trip to Hawaii. And he didn't have to spend a dime on the plane tickets. Apparently, he used to travel for work. And because he had over 1 million frequent flyer miles with Southwest, that was enough to buy plane tickets for himself. Plus, brace yourselves, 33 family members.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, that is a boatload.
Did they fly coach?
It does not say.
That's all you have on Southwest, isn't it?
His kids and grandkids all got to go, and with that many people, Sam's good news wasn't the only thing they had to celebrate. While they were there last week, they celebrated birthdays, a couple of anniversaries. They even had a gender reveal party. Sam says he decided it was the best gift he could give everyone because of all the new memories they get to come home with. And that's your good news.
Thank you, Emily.
Ain't that news? Ain't that good news?
That's what I got for y'all today.
It is 7:13.
Never a wrong time for Howard Dean.
No, no. I think I've mastered.
You can really just, he can just go anywhere.
Yeah.
He's like a Polly Pocket.
Polly Pocket?
You don't know what Polly Pocket is?
Like I knew Betsy Wetsy, but not Polly Pocket.
Is that like Pocket Fisherman?
No, yeah. No. Polly Pocket, it was like very much a choking hazard. Very super tiny little...
I'm a Googling.
You know, it was a girl's thing, I guess. Or it could be a boy's thing, you know, whatever, all tied. But she'd have these little, like, little apartments or whatever, these, that they would close or whatever, but you'd open them up and they would have, like, a little shop scene or apartment scene. And Polly Pocket was like this big.
Yeah, there's no,
sounds
adorable.
Like, there's pictures all over the place, but you have no idea of scale.
Tiny, like smaller than a caboodle.
Yeah, they don't put anything near it to show like an apple or something to be like, here it is for scale.
It was like legit choking hazard.
Wow.
But, you know, Polly Pocket, she was tiny. She could go anywhere. It was kind of like having, it's like when Mike TV gets shrunken down in Willy Wonka to go into the television. I'm just going to sit over here and play with the dog.
I just don't know Willy Wonka. I don't know them, believe it or not. It's like he doesn't know Apocalypse Now, and you don't know It's a Wonderful Life.
I'm going to know It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay. We all have our ignorances. Maybe that's not the word I should have picked. But, you know.
Is that the plural of that?
The ignorance eye? I don't know.
In December, when they show It's a Wonderful Life at the Capri, mm-hmm. I'm going to go.
Good for you.
Yes.
Jay, you said there's a 4K box set coming out?
Of It's a Wonderful Life, yeah. Yes. There's a 4K.
I can't use that. I only have 1K.
Yeah, right. Well, I wonder, it's like it's 4K, so what are they, they're going to up the resolution of black and white?
Yeah.
It's black and white.
Yeah, it looked pretty good on my TV.
Right?
Well, you know, when Ted Turner was colorizing movies in the, you know,
the colorized version is also included on that 4K thing.
Yeah. No, you're kidding.
So you can watch the colorized version if you want.
No. Colorization does to Wonderful Life what it did to the Andy Griffith Show.
Right.
Ruined everything.
It takes the magic away.
It does.
Well, there's a lot of other things that ruined the Andy Griffith Show when they went to color, though.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Because then they added in...
Warren.
Oh, the worst.
He's awful.
The worst, but he only lasted like not even a season.
Oh, listen, he must have got a lot of mail.
And then fire up a fatty, Howard Sprague.
Yeah.
That's one of my all-time favorite characters. Okay, I do have a convoluted intro to Random Facts, which is coming up, and there will be a pop quiz to follow with $10 of free shopping and food out for the winner at 7:16. Jones Brothers. I found out yesterday, it's not just heavy rain or wind-driven rain that can get under the shingles and cause a stain in the ceiling. And this is something I learned. In fact, I learned this from Eddie Bader. Eddie is back here. That the water pan that's supposed to be next to the AC unit for some reason was there and it dripped down into the ceiling and, bah, situation. These are the kinds of things that Jones Brothers can go in and make go away very quickly. Anytime you see a water stain in the ceiling, doesn't mean you need a new roof. It just means you need to call 800-264-8009 and get the most experienced roofing company in the River Region on your side. They've been around for 8 decades because they treat people right. They do a phenomenal job, whether they're touching up a ceiling that's had a stain or actually putting in a new roof or adding replacement windows and doors. Go to jbroof.com and see their entire portfolio of offerings, and they do some amazing things. And we've used them 3 times now, not just for ceiling stains, but screen doors and more. They are phenomenal. Jones Brothers, go to jbroof.com to see it all. William B.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, just an explanation on why you should wait for 30 minutes before you go back in the water after you eat.
Okay.
Look, first of all, I'm no scientist, although I do look good in a lab coat, and I have owned a pocket protector in the past. But the reason that you're not supposed to go back in the water, see, your parents have to finish that beer and have a couple cigarettes after they eat. So they don't want to be watching some little rugrat in the pool splashing around while they're enjoying their
cigarette. So this whole theory was invented just to give parents a little smoke time, basically.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay. Well, now we know the origins. You are a well, one-man Smithsonian channel with this.
That's my theory, anyway.
I appreciate it, William B.
All right,
we can resume entertaining ourselves, starting with local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. There is now an $11,000 reward for any information on the shooting death of 17-year-old Courtney Jones. Authorities say she was found shot inside her home on Hall Street on July 21st. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. A Selma man is behind bars accused of abusing his 11-month-old daughter. Police say 26-year-old Anthony Portis is charged with attempted murder and aggravated assault. The child was taken to the hospital with a broken arm, spinal damage, and brain trauma. Portis is now in the Dallas County Jail without bond. And Montgomery police are investigating a late-night shootout. They say a man was shot in the 5900 block of Oakley Road Tuesday night. The victim's injuries are not life-threatening. Police have not made any arrests in the case. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
In the mood for hot coffee? When you are, nothing else will satisfy.
You know, I've had 35 cups of coffee this morning.
Coffee is the great incentivizer in the office. It is quite literally a drug that speeds people up.
Can I get you some coffee?
Do you want to go get some coffee?
Nice steaming hot cup of joe.
Oh, look! Our lattes are ready. I'll get them.
Oh, thank you.
I would love to have a cup of coffee. Thanks for offering.
I need some coffee, please.
That's Civic Coffee.
It's good coffee. I'm going to drink it.
Best coffee on the market.
I want a urine sample from everyone and get me a latte.
Don't mix up the two.
You're ramped up on caffeine.
Sounds like a job for AC.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by LeQuire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyleQuire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyleQuire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
Do you like tough trucks and big bucks? Then come to Wind Creek Wetumpka for Gladiators and Greenbacks. Because we're giving away a 2020 Jeep Gladiator and $25,000 free play. You can start earning your entries to win now. Then come in on Saturday, August 31st for the chance to win a 2020 Jeep Gladiator. Then on Sunday, September 1st, you could win a share of $25,000 free play. It's Gladiators and Greenbacks, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's time for Jay Scott to go-go into.
No.
See, that was the Go-Go's.
I like it.
Song parody.
It was good.
Andrew wouldn't have gotten that joke.
No, he didn't.
Not sure Jaleah would either.
Bless her.
In about 10 years, he'll be part of our target demographic station.
Did you know chocolate chip cookies?
Love them.
Were only invented in 1937 by a woman named Ruth Graves Wakefield. She was the owner and chef at the Toll House Inn.
Oh.
Oh! Look at that. Gonna be on hold there for a while, whoever's calling. Did you know, when the video game market crashed in 1983, revenues fell by an astounding 97%? Causing many pundits to predict that video games were just a fad and no one would ever play video games again.
Ever.
Look where Pong went.
Did we say something wrong? Because the phones are ringing. I got two lines open now.
You know what? Let's find out.
Go ahead and take it.
Please hang up and try again.
Oh.
I disagree. Who's this?
It's Rodney.
Hey.
What's Rodney? Up, Rodney?
Hey, guys, I just want to call in early this morning. One thing I want to say, man, go Cody. I watched it last night on TV.
Rodney, listen to the show before you call. We're not talking about the mayoral race, okay? I, nothing frosts my pajamas more than somebody that's obviously not listening and calls in.
Maybe he was calling, thought he was calling someone else.
That's also a possibility.
It's a very good possibility there. Did you know there's some Indonesian hogs known as Babirusa?
Let me help you with that.
Hogs?
Yeah, Babirusa.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, I was going to say, I really wasn't struggling on that one. But thank you.
You told me to shut up earlier, so it's going to be a long day for you.
Babirusa. It's interesting about these hogs, because if they live long enough, their tusks have the potential to grow out and then curve right back into their skull and kill themselves.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
Jeez.
If they live long enough for that to happen.
That's awful. But right? Every time you say tusk, I just hear Fleetwood Mac.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, 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 dun.
You know what? I think I have that.
Yeah. Hey, Barbarossa?
Yeah. Every time you say tusk, I'm just like, oh, there it is.
Oink, oink.
Not a hog.
Did you know a Brazilian electronics company known as Gradiente?
What?
Gradiente. Gradiente. Yes? Why do you look at me like that? Do you know?
No, just go ahead.
Thank you. That Brazilian electronics company is legally allowed to sell their iPhone.
Whoa.
Because they trademarked it back in the year 2000.
Oh, they called it iPhone?
Mm-hmm.
Is it kind of like that Burger King thing in that the city in Illinois? Yeah.
Possibly. On a more international scale.
Okay.
But their phone actually uses an Android operating system.
Oh.
Yep.
Would that be the... Will they have a negative number of the iPhone? Oh, I got the iPhone -4.
Now, this may be well known. I wasn't aware of it until I read this, but the Michael Jackson's Thriller album.
Yeah.
Yeah, the backing band.
The backing band?
Yeah, the session players, the band.
Not the Wrecking Crew? Who is it?
It was Toto.
Toto?
Yes, it seems like, yeah. I knew this.
I figured you did.
I had heard it before. Also, Sheryl Crow was one of his backup singers in an early point in her career.
On that album, I believe they wrote the song Human Nature. They actually wrote that song.
That's a really good jam, man. I had to stop myself from cussing there, but that is a great song.
Yep.
Let me know if you need to cuss so we can warn the citizens.
Warning. The following contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Discretion is advised.
Back to you, Jay.
Barbarossa.
Did you know that the British royal family are not required to have a surname? They can use any territorial name instead.
Oh, like of Wales?
Well, no. They can actually use Wales as their last name. So he could be Harry Wales.
What a grotesque thought.
Charles Canada.
I forget about stuff like that because I was thinking like Sussex and all that stuff. But yeah, Charles Canada. Hi, I'm Charles Canada.
Sounds like a drink.
Slide me a ginger ale.
It's very dry humor.
Did you know?
I can't believe I've trained Emily to be the next one.
Yeah, well.
It happens in my everyday life, too.
I know.
Like, I could be in the grocery store, and I would just think of something that makes myself laugh, and I will just out loud say, buh.
Did you know that every day since she was a child, Maria Parashveka had a dream? She's from Cyprus, by the way. Her dream was to have the longest wedding veil. She achieved that dream on August 14th of 2018 with a wedding veil that was the same length as 63 and a half football fields.
What is the flipping point of that?
Jeez.
To have a veil so long.
Hey, I stepped on your veil.
Right?
Yeah.
How do you, I mean, that's ridiculous. I'm going to.
You're going to get tangled up in something.
They're giving me the international measurements. I need freedom links.
Freedom units.
Yeah, freedom units, please. It's about 4 miles.
Good God Almighty.
4 miles long.
But, I mean, who has a goal like that?
4.3 miles long, a wedding veil.
You would have to have, like, extra bridesmaids or bridal attendants to be, like, at the 1 mile mark, every half mile on either side. Just to keep it straight.
Somebody said it must have weighed a ton. And the next comment says, not as much as her ego. Oh.
Really? Hey, I'm going to go pick up the dress right now. Got a truck.
And those things aren't cheap at all.
I can imagine.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, there's a picture.
Oh, hallelujah. That'll translate on the radio
right.
really
well.
Well,
I mean, it's just a bunch of white stripes.
See, you know. And that looks cheap. That looks like somebody went and got some clearance fabric and just rolled it across the ground.
And then stitched it with, like, a couple of staples or some tape.
Nice red poly balloons. Ugh. Awful.
Did you know the 8th President of the United States, Martin Van Buren, never once mentioned his wife in his 800-page autobiography?
Dang.
Not one time.
But it was scheduled to be on page 801.
they never
got to it.
Yeah. Editing took it out.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you know that President Hoover...
Hoover.
He once ordered the U.S. Army to attack U.S. veterans.
But why?
Well, it was 1932.
Yeah, I know.
Now, they were scheduled to be paid, but not until 1944. Right. However, 1932, it's a depression.
Yep.
People are, well...
There was an uprising. You know?
Hangry doesn't money. Even describe it.
Yeah.
Right.
17,000 unemployed World War I vets camped at the Washington Mall to demand payment that was owed to them, which they were going to get, but not until 1944. Hoover then ordered the army to clear the camp, so the veterans were attacked with bayonets, tear gas, and tanks.
It was ugly.
Led by General MacArthur, Patton, and Eisenhower.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
That was terrible. Shameful.
It was just a terrible moment in American history.
It was.
I mean, I never knew about it until today, but we were kind of busy in 44 then, too.
Well, right, but they still really...
But they didn't know that. They didn't know that coming up.
That's why I'm reading the book...
Death Rides a Pale Cow.
No. FDR's Funeral Train. We read paragraph one yesterday. It's from Warm Springs. It's the first paragraph. Didn't it get you?
Oh, I was hooked for 3 hours. I kept waiting for it to go somewhere.
Back to you, Jay.
Back to me. Did you know that Kid Rock did not grow up in a trailer park, but on a 6-acre estate... with a 5,628 square foot house and its own apple orchard.
I didn't know that that company was into orchards.
Apple?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha. It took a little bit there, Rich. Went a long way for that one. Maybe too far.
That went flying even over the subcutaneous clouds.
Barbarossa.
And finally, did you know Costco's hot dogs?
I saw a funny meme about Costco yesterday. I'm going to send it to you.
Their hot dogs started out as a single hot dog cart vendor in front of their San Diego warehouse using Hebrew national dogs. And then it became, just became their store thing. So,
And boy, oh boy, if you're hangry, it's good. And their pizza's pretty good, too.
Yeah.
And those are all your random facts.
Spent money Sunday afternoon at the snack bar there.
I've never been inside a Costco.
Oh, my gosh, it's amazing. I only got access to it because husband has a card, but it's pretty fantastic.
Get husband to take me.
I just got the Costco bill in my email, and every time I get it, What are we buying?
That
easy.
Ravioli lasagna thing is amazing.
You never know when you need a vat of ketchup.
Hey, a note from Nicole to Rich. Thank you. Sympathy for the Devil is her favorite song.
Great!
A note from Brooke, who brought us that amazing...
Oh, was that Brooke? Yeah. The chocolate pound cake.
Thank you very much. That was delicious.
Delight.
I shaved off a very, very thin, and I got to tell you, I could have eaten the whole thing, but I'm behaving.
Yep, you're on that diet.
I'll be doing another weight check soon. All right. News Talk 93.1 FM, Jay, the gang here, they're going to be co-conspiring on today's $10 food outlet pop quiz question. While they're gathering that information together, A reminder that one of the great things we give away every week here to anybody that calls, unless you're not listening to the show and calling, is the works from Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto, a complete service on your vehicle. Now, the great thing about Don Duncan, and I learned this from Pops, have a place that you can trust, that you know when you take your car, they're going to diagnose it properly. They're not going to run up a bill doing repairs that don't need to be made. And in the case of all three Don Duncan locations, a place that will accommodate your schedule. So if you need to drop your car off and pick it up later, they can get you back to your home or office and then reunite you with the car when it's convenient for you. This is called customer service that exceeds your highest expectations. Real wholesale pricing on all major name brand tires, and they always quote a price that includes installation. So for the best customer service, the best products, and state-of-the-art diagnostics and service, choose one of the three locations on Highway 14 in Millbrook, Don Duncan downtown at 408 Madison on Bell Road, just north of Wood. And now we're ready, Jay Scott, with for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. Did you know, earlier in Random Facts, we talked about chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, yes.
Invented in 1937 by a woman named Ruth Graves Wakefield. Where did she work?
Ooh, Barbarossa.
She was also not mentioned in the Van Buren autobiography.
Right, by the way. Was also not mentioned.
I think Rich has Tourette's Barbarossa.
He's throwing that out. Tusk!
Just sort of, yeah.
Just going to throw that out there.
272-9228 is our number. 272-9228. Call. Even if you don't win, you qualify for those incredible grand prizes we give away at the end of the week on News Talk 93.1.
Look what Bailey gets today.
Ours came yesterday.
Barkbox.
Yeah, that's Barkbox Day. While Jay is queuing up today's potential winners,
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the middle of the 7 o'clock hour, and traffic looks great out of the roadways today. We don't have a lot of problems for you. We do see that slowdown we always see every morning on I-65 southbound around the downtown area, so be careful there. Traffic on I-85 is moving along just fine. On the boulevard, you're going to find a lot of folks rolling with you, but everybody seems to be moving along just fine. Be careful and watch yourself around the intersections, and keep in mind the school zones are in effect. Speed limit is 15 miles an hour in a school zone. Premier Place Shopping Center has so much for you. GameStop is a gamer's paradise. Lindmark can help you financially, and there's lots of shopping and eating. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses, and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
All right, we're ready to get a winner on our pop quiz question, and our first caller is Serena. That's spelled S-C. And here she is. Hi there.
Hi, good morning. Was it Toll House?
Toll House, what do you think, Jay?
What kind of business was it?
You remember?
No.
You remember?
The business. It was a factory.
No, it was not.
Toll House Cookies.
No. You're very... You pretty much got it. It's okay. Just this last part that...
Yeah, and I hate to sound like Mr. Rules and Regulations, but it's a critical part to the
answer.
When
you said, when you said Toll House Factory, no, we can't.
Okay, I'm certainly going to be listening. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you, Serena. And look, one of the callers dropped off thinking, well, she's got it. So, John, guess what? You're next.
Hey, John.
That was the Toll House Hotel.
Well,
I mean...
We can probably
accept that.
It's the Toll House Inn.
It was the Toll House Inn.
But, you know, we can go with that.
You understood it was a place that people come to spend the night.
We couldn't...
Exactly.
We couldn't take Toll House Factory. Yeah. Yep,
the Toll House B&B.
Yeah.
So you win a $10
Airbnb. There we go.
Yeah. $10 food outlet gift certificate. Hold on there, John. Let's say good morning to the rest of our folks, like Brian here.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
And I had it.
Man,
can I give you one more? You want to
yeah,
see?
Yeah, try it.
Want to see how sharp you are? Who was the backup band on Thriller?
Toto.
You are right on that.
How about that?
You got it. Yep.
Good work, John. Brian.
Okay, thank y'all. Y'all have a cool day.
You too. Now, who's this on 5? Hello?
Hey, Greg, are you there?
I'm here.
City Owner Driver's
License. Handsome Greg. Look, I was gonna say famous, and I think he was number 29 on the line.
It was what?
Famous Amos.
Yes.
That's all I could hear.
Oh.
It's a bad connection.
I'm sorry. I had lunch with Famous Amos in 1972 or 3 in L.A. I had a guy that I was good friends with, Lil Pauly Gallus, and he knew everybody in the music and radio businesses, and then we were out in L.A. at the Gavin convention. And
I smile when I hear about the Gavin.
Yeah, me too. Anyway, somehow, because he was a promoter, he got to be friends. He says, these cookies, and at that time, they were hugely popular in California. They didn't go national until years later, but he was so much fun. And I got a kick out of it because they used him in an episode of The Office recently that I watched to come in and do an inspirational thing. And, of course, he barely got to say a thing. It was just really more of a cameo kind of thing, but... Yeah. He was a nice...
Interesting.
Had so many of those kind of opportunities. I'm truly blessed that I get to work with you guys.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. One of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Why, thank you. Still very hot and humid again today with a high temperature up to about 99. The thing is, the front has gone through, and I know people are walking outside saying, it's still awful. And it is. It's going to be a little lower on the dew points later on today and a little lower tomorrow and Saturday. You may have to use your imagination to imagine that it is a little better, but it will be. Tonight's low 72. Tomorrow and Saturday, still in the upper 90s both days, but the humidity level's not as awful. And Sunday, we're back to all the humidity you love. Everything that will have left us by then will be back. Scattered hit or miss storms, and the rain chances get better Monday. Right now, this morning, with 89% humidity and calm winds, we're at 78 degrees at 744.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals. Your ASE.
All right, do we have
Unity
on a conundrum?
I never saw
one today.
Well, we can't have Unity on something if we don't have it yet, do we?
Right.
We don't have it.
Why didn't you guys ask me?
I think I said something earlier, but I found out yesterday that Jay's got a way to tune out the sound of my voice.
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
Barbarossa.
Barbarossa. Hey, so I just figure all y'all do.
Wow, there's a woolly mammoth story today.
What?
For later. That'll be in, like, stupid news. Woolly mammoth. I think I have a song for that, too.
Woolly news.
Woolly, yes. Hang on one second. What do you know? I recorded over it. I always
womp, womp.
It's been in the system for 5 years. I haven't used it, so I'll just record over this file. And then when I do, 2 days later...
You want it.
I want it. Yeah, that's the way it works. 744. Let's hope for a better day on Wall Street.
The Fox Business Network. Walmart is reporting a stronger than expected summer quarter. Its earnings and revenue, the money it brought in, top forecasts. Sales at existing stores were up 2.8%. And its e-commerce sales rose 37%. That is online shopping. And the quarter included Amazon's Prime Day and Walmart's response. Walmart is also raising its expectations for this year. However, this morning, China is threatening to respond to additional tariffs. And though Cisco Systems reported a strong quarter, it is predicting disappointing growth because of the trade dispute with China. Cisco says it has sold networking equipment to China for years, but it recently was not invited to participate in bids. The Dow dropped 800 yesterday, NASDAQ down 242, S&P lost 85. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Baseball season is in full swing.
I hear popcorn. Get your popcorn.
It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super PolyGrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
PolyGrip.
Hey, how are you? So great to see you.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polident so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
PolyDent.
hopeful that the talks will still occur. I think this is...
I can hardly concentrate on what Rand Paul is saying. His hair is so sexy.
Guys, get the hairstyle women are crazy about. The Rand Paul style.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul shampoo. It'll leave your grown out natural curls on top, but also works as a conditioner to relax the hair on the sides.
Giving you the randiest style all the women want on their man.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
The Rand Paul style.
It's a bipartisan hairstyle. Straight and curly.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul shampoo and conditioner.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A Selma man is behind bars accused of abusing his 11-month-old daughter. Police say 26-year-old Anthony Portis is charged with attempted murder and aggravated assault. The child was taken to the hospital with a broken arm, spinal damage, and brain trauma. Portis is now in the Dallas County Jail without bond. There is now an $11,000 reward for any information on the shooting death of 17-year-old Courtney Jones. Authorities say she was found shot inside her home on Hall Street on July 21st. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And Montgomery police are investigating a late-night shootout. They say a man was shot in the 5900 block of Oakley Road Tuesday night. The victim's injuries are not life-threatening. Police have not made any arrests in the case. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David Justice, owner of Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Those of you who have grandchildren will probably understand what I am about to say. I have six little darlings under 11 years old who live elsewhere. In order to simplify my life and spend more time with them, I am closing my Millbrook location. All floor samples and stock inventory must be liquidated. Every mattress, every bed, every headboard, pillows, bed frames, furniture, it's all got to go. Many items are priced below original wholesale, but there are no holds or layaways and all sales are final. This sale is at Millbrook only, but extra discounts are being taken in Montgomery. Financing and delivery are available. Hurry in for the best selections, but discounts are limited to stock on hand. Cash, checks, and credit cards are welcome. Again, the Montgomery stores are not closing, just my Millbrook location on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 on the right, across from the Citgo station. Store hours in Millbrook are 10 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday. Building will be available later this fall. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Marguerites. How do we do it? We make it. We really make it. We custom design with you involved every step. Our diamonds are only the best. Forevermark. Direct from the De Beers mines to Marguerites in Montgomery, Alabama. Master Jewelers, this is what totally separates us from all the others. And Marguerite's, your jewelry is the most important thing in the world. Marguerite's open 7 days a week, located in the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
Caravita Village offers resort-style senior living, cruise ship-style dining, resort-style swimming pool, furnished suites. Is this retirement or a vacation that never ends? Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
This is JR with Cat House Marine. We have been a long-time advertiser of Blue Water Broadcasting in Lubbock. They've been great at producing results and helping us build Cat House Marine's customer base and success in the River Region.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Trustworthy. Accurate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Three, two, one, zero.
We have a liftoff.
The Glide Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
All right, our nominee comes to us from a city that Jay's very familiar with, Seattle.
Seattle? I'm headed back there in 2 weeks.
Oh, don't remind me.
Well, they have their temperature currently right now is 61 degrees.
Rude.
Yeah, their airport is Seattle Tech.
Seattle Tech.
Our nominee today,
Tacoma,
in one sense is brilliant. Maybe he should pick better places to do it. A cop in Seattle spotted a guy parked by the side of the road 2 days ago. He went up to the guard and he saw the guy was playing Pokemon Go.
Uh-huh.
Not on one phone, not on two. Eight phones simultaneously.
What? How can you do that?
And he had the eight phones all jammed into a piece of foam so he could sort of made his own game board.
Yeah, see, it sounds like he has bigger problems than
well, rather than ticket him because he was parked where he shouldn't have been, the cop just said, please put your phone rig in the back seat before you start driving. And since
that's exactly how I pictured it.
Yeah, there you go. Jay's got the picture.
Looks like one of my walls.
It does. It looks like a mini, you know.
Well, interestingly enough, I can see that he has, those are two Samsung phones there. I see an iPhone. It looks like maybe a 5.
Yeah.
You don't see anything more than a 5, though. It doesn't look like, he looks like he kept them all in the Samsung range.
Yeah.
So, anyway, go ahead.
No, the cop was kind of impressed with his ingenuity, but you can't do this in the car, and you got to put it in the back seat before you drive away.
Boy, you want to see a guy, well, I mean,
if you got Ring on all of those and somebody goes by your house.
Oh, Lord. It's an orchestra.
It's a really beautiful morning.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
There is this guy who is playing it he has a rig set up on a bike. And you can't see this on the radio.
Yeah. You're kidding me. Look at that. That's ridiculous.
There's like, what, 20 phones?
I don't know how many.
21. It says stop counting. There are 21 phones.
Okay.
And he's playing them all simultaneously?
That's ridiculous.
You got to have both hemispheres of your brain working to do that.
Yeah, no.
I mean, that's ridiculous. 70-year-old man doing that.
Well, I didn't even know that Pokemon Go was still a thing.
I didn't either. I mean,
I'd forgotten about it.
What's really weird is that when that became a thing, I said, I got to find out what this is. So I had the app put on my phone.
Yeah, I remember that day. No, I do.
And, so I played it for, then I kept getting all these notifications and messages on the front of my phone. And
yeah.
Okay, I had the experience, thanks, but no thanks. It was just weird how those little creatures would pop up near locations.
Remember we were playing it here in the studio and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a big deal. But it was such a flash.
Yeah, that was before I was up here.
We mentioned the kid, a 12-year-old in Ohio, the stomping grounds of one Rich Thomas, finding that woolly mammoth tooth. We also have word from New York that they're having issues with squirrel attacks.
Oh, squirrels. Oh, no.
And we have another animal story coming up as well about a cat that gets credit for helping a couple win $1 million.
Yay, kitty cats.
You heard that correctly.
$1 million.
Thank you for saying that. I have to make a phone call after.
It is 7:55 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Our conundrum is about something that, 13% of people have none of these in their home. And half of people say they have two or more.
Oh.
So give that some thought. We'll be taking calls on that shortly, and you can win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. At Jack Ingram, we are 5-time customers, the Boodles are, at Jack Ingram.
5?
Yes. Mrs. Bitterbuttle she always wanted a juke. And we got one at a great price. And after a couple of years, she wanted to downsize a little. And now she's got a Corolla that we got at Jack Ingram. And she loves it. She went to Atlanta to pick up show, which is, you know, whatever that round trip is, and use less than a half a tank of gas.
Yeah, it's amazing.
For the whole trip. And it's a real performer. Nice looking car on the road, too. So she's happy. We got the show as a reward for two awesome years starting college. A little upgrade on his first vehicle to, and this is what Tip Thames is so good at finding. It was a 10-year-old Subaru that was in unbelievable condition. And Subaru's Tip showed me the records. The car was owned by a Navy guy who detailed every single thing on that car over the time he owned it.
Subaru owners are intense. They love their cars.
So there's that. And I love my Rogue. But here's the thing. You know, what you can do with Jack Ingram is find literally a brand new vehicle, but already has enough miles to put it into the signature pre-owned category. So you can get an incredible deal on virtually a brand new car and not pay that depreciation. You want to find out what's available in that category or the category of cars under 10. There's some amazing selections there. There always are. Go to jackingram.com or stop by and see Tip and his team at 235 Northeastern Bypass. And again, jackingram.com as we get ready for Fox at 8, and then we'll start working this conundrum.
And it's going to be another scorcher of a day.
Montgomery Skywatch taking a look at your traffic this morning, and we see one accident. It is in the 8,000 block of Park Crossing Boulevard. That is right in front of the high school, so be careful in that school zone. If you're on the boulevard, it's busy, but we don't have any hang-ups for you. What we do see is a lot of traffic headed into the downtown area, both on Madison Avenue and on I-65. And, of course, you know there's a slowdown at I-65, so be careful there. We also see a disabled vehicle at I-65 North in Fairview. That is slowing things down in that area. Keep an eye out for kids and buses in the school zone, and remember your speed limit's 15 miles an hour. Reinhart Used Car Supercenter has dependable late model used vehicles, but be sure and ask about their duct tape special. Buy this truck and you'll get a free roll of duct tape to hold it together. You're gonna need it. Reinhart Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Thank you for voting the Vance Law Firm best of the best in Central Alabama for 6 straight years. Dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Okay, lesson number 1, fall forward.
Ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by LeQuire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyleQuire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyleQuire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
Looking for reliable business broadband services? Partner with WOW Business for fast, robust, and secure communication solutions. Whether you're a small, medium, or large company,